For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Alexis Joyce from Lakeville North High School, now a Beaver, sophomore, defender. And Alexis, this last weekend, your team played your first ranked opponent, number 6 UND. Obviously a great weekend for your team, starting with that overtime tie, scoreless. Most people would think it was a boring game. A lot of the fans wanted to see some scoring, but from your perspective as a defenseman, it's got to give you a little bit of pride knowing that you didn't let anything pass your goalie.
Oh, absolutely. Britt played unreal, just like every other. It's not even unreal for her anymore. It's just routine for her to come out and not let anything get past her. We had great levels from the forward. Forwards couldn't even let him out of their zone to the D block and everything that comes past him, and whatever got past us, Britt had easily. So it was nice to just have a full team effort, not giving them any amazing looks at the net.
Brittany Mowat gets WCHA Defensive Player of the Week 2 weeks in a row. What is it about Britt that makes you guys work so hard out in front of her?
She's just a great person on and off the ice. You make one little mistake, she's back there to pick you up. And when she does pick you up, it's always words of encouragement back from her. It's never yelling. It's never disappointment. It's always, hey, it's okay. And it's nice to hear that, because then you're like, oh, she's got my back. And then you pick yourself up and you play even harder for the girl behind you.
Your team blocks a lot of shots. You're paired up with Evena Bilic. She blocks more shots than most people across the country. What is it about being alongside her that kind of sets the example for you?
The mindset she has, the fact that she's willing to throw herself in front of anything for anyone on the ice to help get this team farther is just an amazing sight to see and a great example, because when you see someone who's that selfless, willing to do anything for the person in front of them, behind them, next to them, that's just great.
A home-and-home series, so you were here on Friday night at the Sanford Center, then on the road in front of a hostile environment at UND, which your team hasn't won a lot of games against North Dakota there. You guys find yourselves down 1-0 going into the third period, a power play goal by North Dakota, and I know how stingy your penalty killers are, and I know how you guys don't like scoring those or letting anybody score on the penalty kill. How angry were you guys after they scored?
It was just not a normal feeling for us, because especially from last year, we've got 95% of our same killing, pairing, and all four positions back. So we're not used to getting scored on, because we don't accept that. We expect to be great out there, and that's what we strive for every game. And when we let one in, that's not normal for us, and that makes us more mad. It makes us want to go out there and make up for that happening. And I think that lady up in the stands that does her little call, I think that adds to the anger too.
I luckily can't hear that from the press box, but then in the third period, you guys down 1-0, 2 minutes left, and what a great play, Tugas Miller. Your whole, all skaters that were out there, putting your bodies out there to get the puck in the net. Talk about Miller's goal.
I don't even know. The faceoff was one. I know Steph cut across the circle. Hutch tried to get a shot, and Steph tried to jump out of the way, but her jumping made her block Hutch's own shot. There was a big scrum. I couldn't see. There were so many people on the bench because we had the goalie pulled. Somehow Miller, I don't even know. I just know Miller got the puck and put it in the net, and that's all that matters. That girl's been playing unreal and been a big part of why this program's been successful.
Then you guys go into overtime, and you guys have had some success already in overtime. You score the game winner. Just throw the puck at the net. Was that kind of your mindset?
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be on net. It was supposed to be to Steph backdoor, because I knew I wasn't going to score on as good of a goalie as Lexi Shaw from the blue line. So I was throwing it to Steph, and Krasaniak stuck her foot out trying to block the pass, and it was like putt-putt golf right off the boards and in.
How exciting was it for your team to be able to beat North Dakota on the road?
I've never had so much fun with a group in my life. In that little huddle after the game, the celebration was a surreal feeling. And yes, last year's overtime against Duluth is better, but the history we have with the program against UND is just makes it 10 times better. And knowing all the girls on the team and being close with a lot of them just makes that victory just a surreal feeling.
This weekend, you have Wisconsin, a trip to Madison. Your team's had some great success there at LeBron Arena. Do you even think about that going into this weekend, knowing Wisconsin's only given up 2 goals a season so far?
I mean, they're playing unreal. I mean, you can't say anything but that. They've let up 2 goals in, 6 or 8 games? That's unreal feeling, and props to them because they're playing great, but someone's got to stop it, and why can't that be us?
What is it going to take for the Beavers to get some wins again in Wisconsin?
We just got to stick to our systems, not worry about what they're playing, not worry about who they have in the lineup and who's in net and who's on their team. We just have to worry about us because we're a great squad and we have just as good as players on our team. And we just have to worry about putting our pucks in the net and keeping theirs out.
Is there a little bit of revenge since that 4-0 loss in the WCHA championship game?
Yeah, I mean, end of the season, everyone's got to do what they got to do. Wisconsin's got to make sure that they make it in the tournament. We are trying to get our bid into the tournament. So, yeah, it sucks that they were the ones that took us out. So we'll have to keep that in mind for sure.
AJ, congratulations on the game winner at North Dakota. Go get them this weekend.
Thank you.